Okay, now we're on to item D, future meeting planning. We have a note in red here from Tammy that there is an uncertainty with January meeting dates. Do you want to elaborate on that, Tammy?
Yeah, so for the, this is for the proposed 2020 calendar. I was able to talk to Kelly, and I think we're planning to move the January dates to the 16, 17, 18, rather than the 9, 10, 11 that's on the calendar that you all have.
Is that because of the WAFA meeting?
Yes.
Okay.
So with this calendar, it's for you to look at. We can come back to the August meeting. Or even an August conference call and talk about or finalize this and get approval so we can move forward with scheduling and getting stuff to the code revisor.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Commissioner McIsaac.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Vice Chair, and thanks to Tammy for putting this together. A couple of comments on some of the dates, and then what's not shown here is the locations of where we might go for our four out-of-town matters. And so perhaps when we get to the August meeting or when this is finalized, that we have some candidate spots for out-of-town and that we're cognizant or try to be cognizant of the year at a glance and what agenda items might be coming up. Last year in March is when we came up with the Columbia River matter on the agenda, and it became an awkward situation because of the location, and that was brought up as an issue. So maybe it'd be good to see those locations right alongside the year at a glance just to make sure that we optimize that the best we can. The August 6, 7, and 8 blue things. I wondered about the considerations of moving that forward 1 week and what the pros and cons of that might be to get a little better spread between June and September. And again, these are just kind of questions for staff to take a look at and maybe respond to in August when we get around to it. The December meeting of 10, 11, 12, I wondered about moving that forward a week just to get a bit more spread between the holiday season and I know there's a particular con about that with regard to the holiday that happens in November, but anyway, just something to think about. And I wasn't clear about the April meeting whether or not that we had looked at what the Pacific Fishery Management Council meeting was and whether or not the results of that meeting would be available, particularly with regard to the North of Falcon components and the ongoing considerations about optimizing the timing and possible commission consideration of any of that. So just a few things there that I would throw out and maybe ask staff to think about as we move toward August.
So this is a discussion, not a decision. This is sort of an ongoing discussion. Does anybody else have anything they want to add to it?
Barbara, I'd like to say something. So it's really up to you guys, the location. So that's something in the past the commissioners have made, you know, a couple recommendations for each of the 4 months you want to travel out of Olympia. So I'll look to you to provide that to Nikki. And then also, as far as Don's proposals to move dates ahead, that's, again, your guys' decision. So I'll look to you guys to put forward that proposal, whatever you all decide on, and Nikki can incorporate it into the 2020 calendar.
Barbara, this is Bob.
Go ahead.
So is 2020 the year that we adopt the multi-year game rules?
I think it is the 3-year cycle, I believe.
Okay, so I would expect then, if my memory is correct, we probably have a meeting probably in March. I would guess that would be on the east side somewhere.
That is my assumption as well.
Okay,
if that's what you guys recommend.
It's a matter of choosing the venue on the east side, right?
Correct.
Okay.
We've gone back and forth to where we had the March meeting in Eastside 1 year, and then the next year we had it in April or in Olympia, and it made folks pretty unhappy because they were used to us having the public hearings on the east side. However, that doesn't allow for the west side folks to have the public hearings on the west side. So it's your call what you want to do and who, you know, which side you want to be on for the public comment part of the hunting proposal.
Well, this is Bob again. It probably makes sense to consult with Eric and his shop on kind of what they think makes sense. So.
Yeah.
Well, this is Kelly. We can get back to you because I think we're off a year on that cycle. We're in the second year, so 2020 would be the third year of the cycle, I believe. That's when we start the work for the three-year update, which would occur in 21.
Yeah,
I think Kelly's right, too.
That's what I recalled, yeah. This is Commissioner Thorburn. Could I make a couple
comments?
Go ahead. I do like Don's suggestions regarding moving August and December forward, perhaps to make the gap between those months off shorter. Those are certainly suggestions that I would like us to consider. In regards to East Side meetings, I seem like I've brought this several times, but we have not been to Yakima or the Tri-Cities as long as I've been on the commission. I really think that if we don't have a commissioner from Region 3, I think it'd be great if we could find something in Yakima for the East Side.
So part of the problem with those locations in March is March Madness, and everything is full, and they don't allow the state per diem rate for most of us trying to travel there because they can sell out their hotels for much more than what we could pay them. So I think if we start now, it might happen.
Yeah, I'm not sure it needs to be the March meeting.
Okay.
As it was said, we're in the third year of the pamphlet next year, not revising the pamphlet. So it will just be kicking that off, which is a pretty much online and advisory meetings process early on. If we look at other times that would work better for those communities, I do think it would be great if we could get to them.
Just to be clear, you're proposing the last week of July instead of that first week in August. Is that correct?
Yeah.
The first August 1st, the July 30th, 31, and August 1, and then for the December, it would be the 3rd, 4th, and 5th?
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll put together, or Nikki can put together this calendar and have a revised one for the August discussion with reflecting those changes. And then we can talk about locations once you guys are ready to do that.
Great.
This is Bob again. I have to sign off. I've got a meeting I've got to go to. So have a nice weekend, everybody.
Bye, Bob.
Bye.
Thank you.
I only have one general comment on our calendar, and this is a longer discussion, but as a commissioner, I've been on the commission 2.5 years now, and I have really enjoyed and gotten much more information when we are not in Olympia. Those meetings are very instructive to me. So my suggestion at some point in the future is going to be that we spend a bit more time out of Olympia, balancing that with the cost of those meetings and having staff travel to wherever we are is a very big consideration. I guess everybody knows we are sort of perennially over budget on our commission budget, but I really like getting out, and I also really think that we should add another in-person meeting to our yearly agenda just because we are always so pressured for time. So those are just my general comments, but
but I agree that with the proposals that you all have put forth today. Anybody else have anything to say? Larry, are you still on the call?
Yes, I am.
This is the kind of thing that you usually have a comment on. I just want to make sure you're not feeling that you don't have
no. I think there's great comments. Maybe what I have to say is probably coming from a little different perspective. I don't mean to put water on anybody's parade here, but we do have to be cognizant of our budget, maybe to a greater degree going forward than we have in the past. And watching the numbers, things are escalating, not declining. And I think we can do that. I think what I find to be the most awkward for Tammy, and in a minute I'm going to ask Tammy to talk about our new hire, but is there's eight of us, soon to be nine of us. I think it's a little bit much for, although I think it's appropriate for commissioners to say what's on their mind, I think it's a little bit much to try and manage the wish list for soon to be nine commissioners as far as where and what date. So we're going to have to figure out a strategy where not everybody can have their oar in the water, and somebody's going to have to make a decision on it. And you folks can tell me who you think it should be. I think it's probably going to have to be internal, probably be Kelly and Tammy. And I'm not raining on anybody's parade, but I just want to be candid about the reality of what we're doing here.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner McIsaac.
Go ahead, Don.
Just a question about the budget that has been mentioned twice here. And I haven't seen what the budget numbers are. I don't know that that's been brought before the commission, so that's kind of a question of mine. Have the commissioners seen what the budget is and how it's built and how it's proposed? And then it sounds like we've been over budget. I don't know that we have seen any of that as to how far over, when did it occur, and such like that. So, not to get into it on this call, but I think if that's going to be a concern, I think that might be something that all the commissioners ought to be able to take a look at, so that we're all cognizant of whatever the problem is. And so I'll say that. With regard to the conference calls and long term, you know, you have mentioned that when we get into conference calls and get complicated, that perhaps a webinar situation might be better, and I completely agree with that. Today is an example of maybe where a conference call can work fine, but at any time we get into complicated nuances, I think that the conference calls are a very awkward way of doing things, and maybe to that extent I'd support that proposal of another meeting if it takes pressure off of conference calls as being a heavy-duty decision situation that happens. With regard to the future meeting planning and the year at a glance and the rest of that, I think it is very important for the public as well as the commissioners to know what might be coming and what, you know, get everybody comfortable as to what is on the agenda for people that have to travel, whether or not they want to travel. And no one has said anything about this August 2nd and 3rd draft agenda yet, but I think it's built very nicely. And to the extent that everybody's comfortable with this, this would be a good example of getting something settled now so that people can know whether or not they are going to travel to Olympia to talk about important measures, the budget proposals and the legislative proposals are very big deals. And so to whatever extent the public knows that it's going to be on the agenda and knows that it's going to be on Friday, August 2nd, and what time it would be so they can testify and people can prepare for that, I think is a very good idea. So just some discussion comments of mine.
Barbara, I have a couple of comments about the August agenda. It's already changed from what you all have seen. The staff are proposing to remove the Tom Waterfalls hatchery briefing and tour because there's really nothing to show you yet. They're proposing to move it to the October meeting. So I told them I would bring that up at the call today.
With respect to the August meeting, I just guess I would support that move because I won't be at the August meeting. I wanted to let you all know. I've mentioned it a couple of times, but just to let you know that basically I'll be representing us in Nashville at the National Conference of Environmental Legislators, as there is a push to hear what agency commissioners and others think about what they're calling now relevancy, but what's the issue that we've all been talking about, which is how to make what we do more important to everyone in the state. And so they've asked me to come and give a little spiel about that, and I'm going to go, so I won't be there in August, but I will be thinking about you as I am talking about us. And if anybody has any concerns or questions about that, I'd love to talk to you and get your input. And so that way, then I won't miss the hatchery tour, which I'm actually kind of excited about. There isn't much to see there now, but it is a beautiful spot, and it will probably, well, who knows what the weather will be in October, but we might have to wear our rain gear, but I think everybody would enjoy that tour, and it's less than a half mile from our command post up there at NRB, so I'm happy with the fact that it might be moved. I don't know what will change between August and October, but we'll just go see. Anything further on future meeting planning or the August agenda?
Madam Vice Chair?
Go ahead.
I'm not sure if this is the exact time to raise this, but I think it would be. So I would ask Tammy maybe to give a quick briefing, if anyway, to hear about the process of how we hired her replacement and put the name out there, if anybody has got a moment for that.
Well, Larry, let's just finish this agenda item and bring that up under general, because I think we're about done. Does anybody want to talk any more about the agenda planning or year at a glance? It will be raised again in August and probably again in October. But is there any pressing concerns right now? Okay, hearing none. Larry, you're first up.